and welcome to today's podcast, Why the Revolution. My name's Anna Pareja, and I'm here with Natalie Barona, and today we will both be co-hosting a discussion about the French Revolution.
Hey, Anna, and hey to all listeners of today's podcast. You guys want to know what caused the French Revolution?
Yeah, let's get started. So today we will pretty much just be explaining the conditions in which the people living in France were going through during the French Revolution that caused them to revolt. This topic is actually really fascinating because in order to fully understand the French Revolution, you have to understand why the people revolted. You have to understand the pain and suffering of these people that were living in France during the 18th century.
The focus question of today's podcast is what conditions and factors caused the people of France in the 18th century to revolt?
In case you are unaware of what the French Revolution is, you're probably really confused. To catch you up, the French Revolution was basically a movement that took place in France between 1787 and 1799.
To begin with, here's a bit of background story of what life was like before the revolution. In France, the king had absolute power over everyone. There were three social classes known as an estate. The first estate was the clergy, and the second estate was the nobles. The third estate was, which most of the people of France belonged to, the commoners. There were not many changes within these estates, and people typically did not move from one estate to another. It was difficult to change one's social status. As the George Mason University website states, with experience and a worker could be theoretically moved up in the social hierarchy, but in practice such as ascent was extremely difficult to achieve, as the limited number of masterships in any given industry tended to be passed down within a family.
So pretty much, if you were born a commoner, there was no chance to move to a more higher position in society?
Exactly. And because of this, there was not much room for commoners to improve the quality of their life if they were born into a poor family.
It is crucial to recognize that there were multiple factors that led to where the people of France just couldn't sit back and take it anymore. As Dexter's education site states, there wasn't one event or condition that led to the French Revolution, but rather a number of factors came together to cause a perfect storm leading to the revolt of the people against the king. One major cause of the French Revolution was famine and bread prices. There was a severely scarce amount of food, and most people ate bread in order to survive. The price of bread then increased tremendously, and people were starving because they could no longer afford bread.
Along with such scarce amount of food, commoners also had to pay extremely high taxes. Because the French government was severely in debt, because the king had borrowed such a vast amount of money to fight Great Britain in the Seven Years' War and to support Americans in the Revolutionary War. As a website of Columbia College states, by most accounts, the French Revolution began to unfold at the monarchy's financial crisis. Along with spending money on the war, the king also selfishly spent a lot of money on living his own lavish life. The very frustrating thing for commoners was that the wealthy didn't have to pay nearly as much taxes as they did. This was exceptionally infuriating for commoners because the nobles held most of the position of power, both in the government and in the church, yet did not have to pay the share amount of taxes.
What also made life for the people of France very tough was the fact that the king was not even aware of the severity of the situation. He was oblivious to how much his people were suffering. As it is said on the website of Encyclopedia Britannica, it is uncertain whether revolution would have come without the added presence of a political crisis. The French king, King Louis, was an awfully weak king and had been losing power within the government. The people within the Third Estate created the National Assembly to drive the king to make reforms. So the king was a large cause of the French Revolution because he was in disagreement with both the commoners and the nobles because they couldn't agree on reforms.
For hundreds of years, the people of France instinctively followed the king and were content with their place in the French society. Since people rarely had a change of status in French society, yet in the 1700s, the tables turned and the culture began to change. New ideas such as liberty and equality were established during the era of Enlightenment. The people were heavily influenced by American Revolution, which presented a new form of government where the people had the power, not the king.
All of these factors together ultimately led the people of France to revolt. The French Revolution is very prevalent in current and past United States social, political, and economical structures. In pre-revolutionary France, the wealthy upper class had socioeconomic privileges and did not pay much in terms of taxes. The society is arguably similar to the current society in the U.S. Wealthy Americans who, although pay a higher dollar amount of taxes in comparison to the middle and lower class, pay a significantly lower percentage of their income in taxes. It is an appalling thought that the conditions in France in the 18th century that once started a revolution are comparable to those of current-day United States. As it is stated in the Office of the Historian, the French Revolution also influenced U.S. politics, as pro- and anti-revolutionary factions sought to influence American domestic and foreign policy. So the French Revolution was highly influential both on past and present-day United States.
We would like to personally thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast. We hope you learn a lot from it.